Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Mind, go on to my Twitter at rsg44. You go on to tqmindbyrod.gr8.com, or if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. So tonight's topic is a topic that comes up with this time of year. It's summertime, and we're talking about bringing the heat, and we're going to be bringing the heat each and every week. We have two more live shows before we go on summer vacation. So just want to make sure we bring the fire and bring the heat before we go on our summer vacation. Doug Love is actually on assignment right now getting a review for Think Like a Man 2. So we're going to have those who may not have seen that movie, we're going to review on that on the site link later. So that way you know if it's a good movie to watch it or to stop it and maybe pay attention to it. But from what I hear, this is a really great movie. So we're going to hear about that probably on one of our next shows or on our site later. So summertime, and we are talking about bringing the heat. And when the weather gets hot, a lot of people start dressing less. As Will Smith says, the weather is hot and girls are dressing less. And that's what a lot of things happen. The summertime, when it comes down to relationships, when it comes down to how relationships break up or how people separate from the relationships, stems from the weather and the heat that comes in the summertime. For those who live in the DMV, down in Florida, even on the West Coast, the sweltering heat recently has brought a lot of people out, going to the beaches, going, you know, running, jogging, going to the gym, and people are dressing in certain ways that causes that temptation for a lot of people when it comes down to their relationships. So today we're going to talk about finding temptation, how do you avoid temptation when you're in a relationship, and how do you fight that temptation if you have been tempted? So give us a call, 347-850-1228. The phone lines are open. I want to hear your comments on this. How do you fight that temptation? How do you fight that urge that typically happens in the summertime? And it's always in the summertime because of wintertime. We're wearing multiple layers. We're dressing up. We're, you know, you really can't see what the people around you look like. You're all bundled up. You're all layered up. But in the summertime, people want to be more revealing. People want to be putting themselves out there physically and want to dress a certain way. And if they put anything on at all at times. So that's where there's a big issue when it comes down to relationships. People want to have that attention put on them in the summertime. You know, you go out, you're jogging, and women are jogging in, you know, the tight pants or, you know, a halter top or something like that where they're exposing their bodies. Guys walking around with their shirts off, you know, shorts, and there's that temptation out there that a lot of people feel that, you know, could cause the wandering eye. And when you're in a relationship, this is where the line typically is drawn. I saw a post on Facebook a couple days ago of one of my friends that was discussing this particular topic and was saying that if a man is completely into you, then they would they would only focus on you and not focus their eyes or their attention on anybody or anything else. And this is where the temptation is when it comes down to relationships in the summertime, because it's kind of hard when you're on the beach. It's kind of hard when you're at the grocery store to not pay attention to the people around you and to how they look, their physical appearance. And with relationships, this should not be an issue if you're in a strong, committed relationship. You know, if there's a person that is physical, that you're physically attracted to, a person that you find attractive, I should say, then there shouldn't be this, you know, blinder factor that you have to put on in order to be in a committed relationship. However, you got to fight that temptation. You got to fight that urge to do or say or act a certain way when you're in a relationship. And that's the biggest thing that you have to figure out, how to fight that temptation. So we're going to go through a couple steps here to how to fight the temptation when it comes down to being in a relationship in the heat and the summertime. So first off is that gym temptation. You know, where you're in the gym, you're working out, everybody's lifting weights, bulking up, they're sweating, you know, it's hot in the gyms, and a lot of times this is where there's consistent and constant interaction with people, because you're going back and forth on the treadmill or going to be in a class or in a setting where the physical appearance is the main thing. And that's what it is. People going to the gym, they're trying to sweat it out, going to these classes in order to get that ideal physical body that they want to have when they go to the beach or when they, you know, wear new outfits and things of that nature. So fighting the temptation should be very simple in this, because when it comes down to the gym, you should be on your own personal fitness routine. You should be on your own personal track. Now, not to say that there's not going to be someone that you may be attracted to in the gym or on the treadmill or, you know, or in those areas where you're going to be coming into contact with people, but it's just a matter of how to control that urge. And the way to control that urge is simple. You go in there, you focus on your routine, you know, and you can, you know, you glance over at a person, now they're working out, boom, leave it alone. And that's where you should leave it when it comes down to the gym. Shouldn't be that hard. Shouldn't be that complicated to figure out, okay, why is it that, you know, summertime I have this urge and this temptation, but in the wintertime it's not as big of a deal. You know, there's just the whole atmosphere. People put in their mind that, shoot, summertime, I want to have this summertime freedom because everybody's going to be out and about looking good, so I want to have that open opportunity. So first off, you got to get out of that mindset if you're in a relationship, having that open opportunity. Two, if you are in that mind frame to have that open opportunity, then you shouldn't have been involved in a relationship in the first place, because if you feel like that now, then what's the difference between June feeling like that and September, October, November? So you got to make sure exactly where you want to be in that relationship. Now, the other option and the other concept that comes down is the beach. So the beach is a very interesting concept, because the beach is the premier spot where people want to showcase their bodies, they want to showcase themselves, they want to try to put themselves out there to say, hey, this is me, and I want to see who I can attract and how I can attract these people. And first off, people say, oh, that's a bad thing, you shouldn't be going out there flaunting yourself and doing this type of thing. But, you know, that comes back a little bit to our last show, where, you know, people want to flaunt it, then hey, that's on them. But when you're in a relationship, how do you handle those people that are flaunting themselves out on the beach and they're trying to present themselves in a way where they're trying to attract as many people as possible? And it reminds me of an old joke by the late great Bernie Mac, saying that, you know, I've been married for a very long time, you know, I may not be able to take, you know, be able to get anything from the buffet, but that doesn't mean I can't look at the menu. And that's where you gotta play that. You know, there's nothing wrong with observing, and observing can be a bad thing if you have a certain mindset. But if you're on a beach or in the open, you got hundreds of people around you. Things, you know, you're gonna see something or someone that might be attractive to you. So you have to address that and be open. Don't try to hide behind, oh, I didn't see anything. I didn't see, you know, nobody looked attractive to me. You know, I'm just trying to walk and, you know, walk with blinders. That's not sensible. You know, it's not natural. It's not natural to think that is, you know, that is possible to not observe somebody or something that is attractive to you. So you gotta try to make sure that you know how to handle that situation. And the way to handle it is just accepting the fact that you see something with someone that is attractive. Accept it, address, you know, don't even need to address it. If somebody says, oh, you know, what you looking at? I'm looking at her. I'm looking at him. You know, you walk by, and that is what it is, and keep it moving. Most relationships, especially young relationships, have a hard time with that. Comes down to a topic that we had a couple weeks ago, talking about how people feel that you cannot communicate or associate yourselves with other people when you're in a relationship. And that's wrong. That is very wrong to think that when you are in a relationship, everything around you shuts off. I know some people that, you know, they may see somebody on the beach on TV, and their significant other, mate, spouse, whoever, will have an issue with that. It's somebody that's on TV. It's not like you're going to reach through the TV and, you know, and have a conversation or reach through the TV and touch something or something like that. That's not going to happen. So why are people so wrapped up in this aspect that when you're in a relationship that you got to have blinders on completely, it's full tunnel vision. You cannot observe or you cannot see anything around you. And if you're one of those people that feel that when you're in a relationship, blinders should be on all the time, give me a call, 347-850-1228. I want to find out what people feel about this particular topic, because, like I said, this is summertime, and relationships are always tested in the summer. Relationships are always tested in the summer. Relationships are always in that flux in the summertime because of people afraid. One, people are afraid of expressing how they feel openly when it comes down to observing things. And also, people have this premonition that you're this concept and this notion that if you are looking at someone during the summertime, then you want to cheat. No, that's not the case. No, it's just observation. It's just realizing that, hey, somebody's been working hard, somebody's been working out. Not a big deal. So you need to really get over that insecurity that people have when it comes down to summertime and summertime romances. And if we get over that concept, believe me, our relationships would be a whole lot better if we don't try to act like, you know, there's no way that, you know, my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my significant other is going to look at anybody else but me. That's, you know, that's nice. That'd be a nice concept, but gotta be real. And once you're real in your relationship, then you'll understand that it's not that big of a deal if you're on the beach, if you're at a restaurant, because, I mean, honestly, like I said, there's going to be men out there, there's going to be women out there that are trying to present themselves. And there's a lot of people that's been working out and, you know, they want to show off, and they want it, and I respect that. You know, there's no big deal with that. Now, how you do it is an issue. This is where the temptations or the concept of in a relationship where these temptations can cause a problem. Scenario number one, person just bought a new bikini, posted on Instagram. What do you do? As you know, do you like it? Do you comment on it? This is where the problems arise, because that's where the temptation lures in. If somebody puts a picture of a two-piece on Instagram or Facebook or one of the sites like that, as soon as you hit like, you're saying, okay, you know what, you put in some work, very attractive. As soon as you comment on it, that's when there's that sign of temptation that's kicking in. That sign of temptation kicking in, that sign that says, hey, you know what, I'm a little more attracted to this than I thought I would be. But if you did, and you slipped up, you said, okay, yes, I did, you know, comment on it, say it's a nice pic, you know, whatever, and your spouse, maybe significant other, finds out about it, shoot, address it. Say, yes, I did. I commented on it. Not a major deal if you address it and don't act like you're going to try to hide it. See, the temptation comes in hiding. That's where people hold that temptation, when they want to hide it from their spouse, maybe significant other. So you're tempted to keep it a secret. You're that allure of saying, you know, I like the picture, I commented on it. Or, you know, you're stopping and staring on the sly when somebody walks by. If you do it on that, you know, you do it on the undercover style, then what you're doing, you're fueling and feeding that temptation. And shoot, I just got away with it. I just, you know, just checked that girl out or just checked that guy out with my significant other right there, and they did not know about it. You know, what's the big deal? What's the big deal of hiding that you're observing something? Communication, communication, communication. That's where it comes down to. If you have communication, then it doesn't matter. Because, you know, it's summertime, you're going to be out, you're going to see people dressing a certain way. So just embrace it and say, hey, yeah, so what? You know, don't have this concept that there's no other person visually around you. Look to your left, look to your right, you're just blinded. All you see are trees, or all you see the road. That's not good. That's not realistic. So basically we got to get over this self-doubt, this insecurity, this self-centeredness that we have when we get in relationships where it's about me and only me, and the person that I'm with has to be focused on me and me only, and they can't see to communicate with anybody else anytime, anywhere, unless I'm there with them. And once we get over that, then the relationship will grow and continue to grow and be fine. Once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And this kind of feeds into the case of the ex. And this week's case of the ex is based off of this particular concept. This couple was in a relationship for a short period of time, not really a long period of time. And they went to Ocean City, Maryland. Went to Ocean City, Maryland. They were on the beach, and her boyfriend kept staring at other women as they're walking by. She confronted him about it. He was like, oh, that doesn't mean anything, doesn't mean anything. But what he did, those stares just kept coming, and he started commenting on people that he was seeing. So she was trying to brush it off, trying to show the strength, saying, okay, hey, you know what, it's not, you know, maybe it's just me, maybe it's just something in my mind that I'm trying to start something, create something. But then she found out that during that weekend, you know, he was going out in the middle of the night and was acting on some of the things that, you know, trying to flirt and pursue some of the people that he was viewing earlier during that day. So she was asking me, okay, what should I do about this particular situation? So they're still together. They're separated, but they're still together because she's trying to figure out what's in her mind, because he says he didn't do anything. She doesn't have any proof that he did anything, but he was flirting and acting on that. And that's where, one, she has to realize, okay, obviously if he's doing this in front of her, in essence, because they were together for the weekend, then there's a good chance that he was probably doing this before they went on that trip, and he might do something even more either during or after that trip. So that's where you find where you have to draw that line. Now, if it was just, you know, observing and you confronted him about it and he commented and said, yes, I did. Yep, she was very attractive. You know, my bad. You know, it's speech. You know, it's not really, you know, not really a big deal. I just saw somebody was attractive. You talk about it, let it go. That's one thing. But once you see that it's undercover and you confront him about it and he's like, nah, you know, you're tripping, no big deal, and he than just going to the next level, to the next level, to the next level, then that's when you know that there's a problem with your relationship. So fighting that temptation is simple. Address it, communicate with it, and then just try to find out where those boundaries are. You got to know the boundaries when you're in relationships. Boundaries are a big thing. So if you know the person that you're with is uncomfortable with you, you know, observing different things around you, your surroundings, when you're on a beach or when you're out at a certain event, because, you know, it's going to happen. So if they're uncomfortable with it, you address it in a manner that is not argumentative. You know, don't go hard and say, you know, why are you tripping? What's wrong? You know, what's your problem with this? Just go out of the way like, hey, you know, it's just, you know, it's not a big deal if, you know, if you observe something, because there's going to be something or someone that you may find in some way attractive. So that's one thing you got to do. So if you do that and realize that that's the way to talk about it, then you know from the jump where everybody stands. And it shouldn't be a deal breaker with that. If there's, you know, summertime, you know, if there's summertime, a guy's jogging down the street and your girl looks, or, you know, if you're at the store or something like that and you happen to, you know, turn and look. It shouldn't be a major deal. There's minor things that ruin relationships that get blown up because of the heat of the moment in the situation. So that's where I stand on that. Don't try to blow things up out of proportion if there's no reason to. If you see there's just cause, then you have to take care of that and handle that quickly. So that's the big thing. That's what my words of wisdom on this particular topic. So once again, 347-850-1328. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com. We have one more show next week before we go on our summer vacation. So next week's show, Bring the Heat, we're talking about fighting the temptation this week. Next week, we're going to talk about the summer romances. And with summer romances, is it real? Is it really love? That's what we want to talk about, because sometimes we build off of the observations that we see. If you're single and you're observing things on the beach, observing all the people around you, and you try to build off of that initial weekend and or cookout and you try to build a relationship, is it real? So that's what we're going to see. How can you build off of something that may just be a temporary summer thing? Or could it be more than a temporary summer thing? So tune in next week on that. We have Rod's TV show this Sunday coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain. So with this particular episode, we're going to go into a couple different things. We're going to talk about Central Park 5 and the big case that was going on there, and some of the different political issues that are going on with that particular case. And also we're going to talk about something that interesting that came up in the gubernatorial race here in the state of Maryland, where there's a candidate that's saying that marijuana is good to legalize because it's good for education, the weed for the kids. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about on Sunday as well. So I want to hear your comments on this. It's a big hot-button topic. We're going into a lot of elections now, a lot of state primaries going on, so I want to hear what people say about this as well. So those are some of the things that we're doing going into the election season. Now, the Rise TV show will air throughout the summer periodically, but Love Talk will go on summer vacation. So I'm going to be posting different podcasts so people can catch up on some of the episodes that you may have missed, or maybe even listen to some of the episodes over again, because you might catch something that you might have missed the first time. And definitely want to keep hearing your feedback, keep hearing your emails. We can get a lot of responses. I really appreciate everybody that's been responding in, listening faithfully week in and week out throughout the winter, throughout the springtime, and hope you continue listening throughout the summer as well. So Once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RC44. You can also email with any comments, any questions at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. And as always, once again, we are sponsored by Tranquil Minds Massage and Wellness. And any events that are going on, family reunions, beach parties, cookouts, different spa events, just girls' night out, give us a call, or you can go online and request a schedule an appointment. Go to tqmindbyrod.gr8.com or go on to facebook.com/tqmind to find out more information in regards to how to book an appointment, how to schedule an appointment, and some of the different events that we're doing in your area. We are doing some fundraising events pretty soon, so definitely keep a lookout for that. I would love everybody's support on these fundraisers that I'm going to be doing. So check your inbox, check your Facebook, and please support some of the fundraising events that are going to be coming up this summer that will be sponsored by Tranquil Mind and Tranquil Mind by Rod. So once again, we are trying to build on things, building better communities through our relationships, building better communities through communication, and creating things that are going to last. And that's what it's about. Bringing the heat is about making things that's going to last long. So don't let the temptations get to you. Don't let the urges of what you see around during the summertime get to you. Just because someone is walking around a certain way or displaying certain things when you're on the beach or when you're at a cookout or when you're at a block party over the summer, ruin your relationship. And if you see something that you may not like, or if there's something that you may not even address before, say it. Just be upfront with it and just be true to yourself and who you want to be and where you want your relationship to go. If you do that, then there'll be no issues when it comes down to temptations, because the temptations won't be there at all. So that's what I want to say on that there. So tune in once again to Rod's TV show this Sunday night for a really big show. And also the final live episode of Love Talk will be next Friday night, same time. You know, hopefully we'll have full squad. We'll have a lot of big commentary and comments. We'll have a case of the X going on as well. So, as always, thank you once again for listening to the show. And until next time, we'll talk.